Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. The cast is now complete for the upcoming Broadway revival of Joe Turner's Come and Gone. Newly on board for the August Wilson play are Maya Boyd as Molly Cunningham, Abigail C. Onwunali as Martha Pentecost, and Nimini Sierra Wura as Maddie Campbell. Boyd was most recently the first replacement Juliet in the Broadway company of And Juliet. Onwunali made her mainstem debut in 2023 in Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding, and Wura was last seen in last year's revival of Our Town. The three of them round out a 13-person onstage cast led by Taraji P. Henson, Cedric the Entertainer, Joshua Boone, and Ruben Santiago Hudson. There are also five understudies in the company. Joe Turner's Come and Gone begins previews March 30th, and opening night is April 25th at the Ethel Barrymore Theater, where it will run until July 12th. Sketch comedians Ike Barinholtz and Jenny Slate have completed the rotating cast of Broadway's All Out, Comedy About Ambition. The onstage follow-up to last season's All In, Comedy About Love, a cast of four will be reading some different selections from the short stories of Simon Rich. Barinholtz and Slate join a stacked company that also includes Jim Gaffigan, Eric Andre, Abby Jacobson, John Stewart, Wayne Brady, Ben Schwartz, Beck Bennett, Cecily Strong, Mike Birbiglia, Sarah Silverman, Heidi Gardner, Jason Mantzoukas, Craig Robinson, Ray Romano, Nicholas Braun, and Ashley Park. The show will also feature music performed live by the soul pop group Lawrence. All Out, Comedy About Ambition begins performances December 12th at the Nederlander Theater and runs through March 8th. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, November 30th. It was Thanksgiving week, one of the most lucrative weeks of the year for the Broadway industry, and this year did not disappoint. Most, if not all, shows saw an increase in their box office receipts, and total gross shot up 19% from the week before to over $48.3 million across 34 running productions. Hamilton said goodbye to Leslie Odom Jr. as he completed a 2.5-month return stint as Aaron Burr. The show set its highest grossing week ever on Broadway at $4,877,800 at the Richard Rogers Theater. Odom departed on the 26th, and Jin Ha is now playing Burr in the New York company. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child eclipsed $3 million for the first time at the Lyric. The casting of Tom Felton as Draco Malfoy, reprising his film role, is helping with that. Mamma Mia made it into the $2 million club for the first time in its Broadway history at the Winter Garden. Catch it now through February 1st. Jessica Vosk, Darrell Tank Babs, and Philip Johnson Richardson played their final performance in Hell's Kitchen on Sunday. The Alicia Keys musical made it back into seven figures, making $1,014,860 at the Schubert. Kelsey Kimmel and Lamont Walker II began performances this evening, and Grammy winner Neo starts a limited run in the show on Thursday. Over at Just In Time, star Jonathan Groff unfortunately fell ill and had to miss four full performances and a large portion of a fifth. Still, the Bobby Darin jukebox musical held relatively firm, grossing $1,252,262 at the Circle in the Square, playing to 89% capacity audiences after months of sellouts. And aligning with the release of a much-anticipated fifth and final season of Stranger Things, now streaming on Netflix, its theatrical prequel, Stranger Things: The First Shadow, made $1,394,891 at the Marquee, also jumping back into seven figures. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.